you know, we hold our heads high, you know, walking out of here. And, you know, I'm proud of my guys, you know, being a part of something special. You know, fell short this season, but, you know, I can live with that. You know, we gave ourselves a chance to be in position to, you know, make the playoffs, but we just fell short. And, you know, that happens sometimes, but, you know, these are my brothers, and, you know, we went down fighting, so I'm happy.
Coming so close, how much will it fuel all you guys in workouts this summer?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, I've been thinking about it for the last, you know, week or so. You know, after we kind of got eliminated completely, you know, it's been on my mind, been hanging over my head, but definitely, there's definitely a lot of motivation going into the summer, and, you know, I expect a lot from all of us just to be with each other this summer and, you know, making strides in the right direction and being prepared for next season.
What do you think you still need to work on? It's 3 years now. You have a good feel for this league, and you just completed your third season. What do you need to improve on?
Well, I mean, you know, this year was just a constant learning. You know, this is a learning year for me, just strictly that. You know, I learned a lot about myself, just, you know, about, you know, being a better point guard from all aspects of the game and becoming a better leader. You know, that right there is just, you know, in work in progress. And, you know, I'm a work in progress, which, you know, I've already admitted. And, you know, I couldn't have done it without Coach Brown and my teammates just helping me along the way completely. You know, this was never just a complete job, and, you know, there's always room to get better. So, you know, I'm looking forward to this summer and just, you know, taking what I learned and, you know, taking my game to another level.
Curry, with this such a critical offseason for the organization, yet are you hoping they don't make a change with Coach Brown?
You know, for me, it's, you know, I'm pretty sure Coach Brown will be back, which I'm happy about. So, you know, until anything happens, I'm not worried about anything with the coaching change or anything with the organizational change or players leaving, anything like that. I finished the season strong. We all finished the season strong with one another, and it's a brotherhood here. So that's the only thing I'm worried about, is just, you know, taking my game to the next level with my teammates going into the offseason.
Curry, what was the biggest thing you learned this season?
I mean, like I said, it was an ongoing, you know, change for me, and just learning, you know, a constant curve, just learning how to be a better leader out there and a better overall player. You know, I was challenged every single night, and, you know, I was put in a position to lead this team. And, you know, like I said, we came up short. I came up short, but, you know, it's a lot of fire in my heart right now, to say the least, and I'm looking forward to getting back to work.
Kyrie, this organization can offer you a max contract this offseason. How anxious are you to see if they do, and your thoughts on accepting that if they do?
Like I said, I'm just, you know, I was just wanting to finish out the season strong. And, you know, obviously I'm aware that, you know, I could be extended this summer. And, you know, it's a big deal for me and my family if they do offer me that. You know, it would be exciting. And, you know, I'll make the best decision for me and my family. And, you know, that's what it's going to boil down to for myself. And, you know, I've been part of this, and I want to continue to be part of this. You know, we're making strides in the right direction, especially in this organization. And, you know, like I said, I want to be part of something special, and I want to do something successful here in Cleveland. So if they do, you know, I don't have a definitive answer to that right now, but, you know, it'll be something special. I can guarantee that.
Kyrie, Mike's system demands defense. Don't you feel like you've grown as a defender?
No, without a doubt. I don't get tired on that anymore. And, you know, I just expect so much more from myself. And, you know, I think that was the biggest thing for me this season, is just expecting more from myself every single game. And, you know, being that leader every single game, you know, being asked to be that guy. You know, I just had to get used to it, and just learning different nuances of the game that I didn't know before. You know, being under Coach Brown, he's a constant teacher. And, you know, I needed that as a person and a player. And, you know, I'm truly appreciative of it, because it's only going to make me better in the long run. So, you know, I'm happy about it.
Plus, you're 22, and it takes time to organically grow and to become a leader. Can you talk to other guys who played the game in the past, maybe guys you respect around the league, to glean experience and maybe help you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's always been high expectations placed upon me, especially coming into this year. And, you know, I was aware of that, and I tried to reach those, not only for myself, but, as you know, Fred, I've always said I hold myself to a higher standard than anyone does anyway. So, you know, it's a growing process. I am 22 and just going to continue to get better. And, you know, the way to do that is just being here, being in Cleveland with these guys all the time, and, you know, making something special, like I said. But just going to continue to grow. It's an exciting summer that I'm looking forward to, being with my teammates again, and, you know, guys here. So it'll be exciting.
What was the highlight for you this year, Kyrie? you look back on it, obviously the All-Star game, you know, that's an exhibition game, so that would stand out, but within the regular season with this team?
It was exciting. It was an exciting season for me. I think the highlight for me was just putting ourselves in position to make the playoffs. And, you know, we didn't play particularly well in the beginning of the season, and we started to pick it up. We started to figure it out. A couple games here and there that we kind of gave away, but, you know, you live with those. But, you know, we just came in. We got a veteran, Lou, came in. Played his butt off for us, you know, for the whole entire season, for the half the season when he came in. And then, you know, like I said, we played meaningful games. And, you know, for the last 2 years before that, you know, it came to the end of the season and it was just, you know, games that we were just playing in. But this season, we actually had games that were meaningful and it meant some. And we won a few and we lost a few. So that's part of growing as a team that I enjoyed most.